This is nice.
So good.
This is very nice. Lady Tamar with Enough. You know what? You know what I want to see? I don't know if it exists, though.
Yeah.
Lady Tamar and this chica that sang Deeper.
Holly Ray.
Holly Ray.
Nothing.
Holly Ray and Lady Tamar's song, I think, will be lit.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Oh, beautiful. I don't know what vibe they would want to go for.
Yeah.
Maybe both, right?
Maybe both.
Yeah, like one lit one and one beautiful one.
Yeah.
You know the one that Simi and Kosasana have?
Yes.
I can see them do their own version
their
of
own
that.
Their own version of it. I love it.
Yeah.
I actually see it.
You see it, right?
Because
it's more or less same vibe.
Yeah, especially with the song.
Yeah.
Because like I actually heard a little bit of a fusion like not so long ago, I think. Mm. You know this YouTube DJs and stuff?
Yeah.
Was it Deeper? Holly Ray, one of Tamar's songs. I can't remember which one, but it just blended in so beautifully. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe this song needed Holly Ray. No?
Yes.
This song needed Holly Ray. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay. It's 7:36 on the BBC Heart and Soul. 7:36, freshly off the FMB Whiskey Festival.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was saying there's just like there's no way I can speak about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you attended it and you will come drop all the tea for us of what transpired at the Whiskey Fest made possible by FMB. So what's the tea, girl?
Let me tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
Whiskey Festival was lit.
Okay.
Whiskey Festival was on 10. A lot of matured, grown folks in the room. Great conversations, great vibes. There wasn't even a point where I was like, where's my bag? Hold my bag tight. Nothing at all.
Like the music was not blasting where you guys have to scream at each other.
No, not even. Hey, no. No, they actually had live performances. Nice. Waters and his band were performing.
Ah, fantastic.
And he was joined by a lady, but unfortunately I didn't catch her name. I'm very sorry about that. Mm. But it was just beautiful, man. It was a live band the whole time.
Nice.
And then obviously I think probably an hour before it closed, before the doors actually closed before 10, they started playing music now. Now we're getting riled up because we're clearly going somewhere.
We're not going home. We're not ending the party here.
Yes. nice. But it was, obviously, because we attended last year together, right?
Yes.
What I can tell you is that this was 20 times better.
Are you serious?
It was 20 times better. Like, even though last year we had so much fun, whatever it is, but this time around, there was so much room. There was not askies the whole time. Why are you pushing me? Why are you breathing down my neck?
Because it was a little bit packed
last year. No, this venue was perfect. You could move around easily. There was more than enough food, more than enough drinks. There were service and people everywhere. Yeah. Wherever you looked, you needed directions.
Also, it's not one of those like where you had to walk.
No,
they were constantly on their feet.
They were constantly like,
sure,
are you okay?
Good.
Whatever it is. You finish eating this, you put your napkin down, it's being picked up. I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you know, clean ones and so forth. Yeah. But it was such a great vibe. I went out with my sister Nampa.
Nice.
And husband. And we had such an amazing time, honestly. We had sushi.
Nice.
I was so mad.
You always have sushi, you.
I know. Sushi's my jam. They had the chocolates from last year.
They had the
360 photo booth thingy.
They had
a whole white photo booth thing. You know what? It was just bomb, man. Yeah. Honestly, it was well organized. I was highly, highly, highly impressed. What else did I notice?
Did they still have the coupon system, the blue thing.
Oh, the coupons, yes. Okay. And we blasted on
all of it.
We ain't go home with nothing.
Nice.
I'm not a whiskey girl, but I am open to the experience. Jura. No, it's a whiskey.
No, I mean, like, maybe it was the owner guy there, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Jura, they had like Journey. They had like three or four different ones.
Yeah.
But Journey is what stood out for me because it was just a little bit more sweeter because, you know,
Journey is the name of the whiskey.
Of the whiskey.
Okay.
Under the brand Jura. This one.
Oh. Yeah. I'm thinking we are talking about this Vanaheda dude.
No, Chris Block.
Oh, Chris Block. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that is the whiskey that I enjoyed the most throughout the night. And obviously, I found my favorite stall of, you know, champagne. Had a lot of those. And then we were like, bra, kom ons gaan eens toe. No, but why? But, you know, I never go out. And then I talked them into us going out. And then we ended up at Lux Lounge.
Yeah. Oh, Lux Lounge is so actually
we went back,
nice.
Exactly. Yeah, we went nice back spot. There and music was great. Nice. Like the last time that we were there.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, well done to F&B. They did such an amazing job. Honestly, I enjoyed every second of it.
Maybe next year, maybe just a suggestion. We should look at a wholesome place that we can all go to for the after party, right?
Yes.
Instead of now we have now that debate. Vanduchanas. No, let's go to this spot. You know, it'll be nice if like that vibe continues to a different spot.
One spot. Yeah. And surprisingly, Lux was actually full of people who were at the festival.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure that other spots were full as well. We wanted to go to that other small one there in Klein Ventuk, but it's also small, and we know that everybody's going to be there.
It's going to be there, yeah.
And then we decided, you know what, let's just do something different. But
nice. It was great. All right, cool. Congratulations to the team on a successful hosting of the Whiskey
beautiful,
Fest.
Beautiful. And also, I have to say, Namibian woman. Yo.
Did the gents also not pull up, Sheikh? I hope to. Did we not look?
Well, the ladies, they need to stop sitting on our necks. We need to breathe. Namibian women are stunning.
Yeah.
Okay? Pertaining to the gents,
Did we not pull up with the swag? Like, you know, dandy. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I saw people with soccer shirts.
You know, as gents, we need to stop that nonsense. Okay. Honestly speaking, you know what? There, I'll call out my gents.
Yeah, I did see quite a number of
United,
people.
Manchester United, Chelsea shit. Begraaf Plus, what? Kirk.
Yeah, luckily,
Whiskey Fest.
No one had Javiena's. That was a good one.
I don't even think the bouncers would have allowed that.
Yeah,
honest.
But I was going cup. No, but let me be for real, though.
Okay, all right, okay.
For the most part, the gents looked really good.
Okay,
you could see that this man was in the barbershop today. He got his trim. He got
his fade situation.
It was smart casual.
Yeah, of course.
People really did pull up. Like, we all pulled up like we were going to some business engagement. I swear.
That's dope.
Yes.
That's nice.
They looked really proper.
Yeah.
It's just...
But the few now that came with the Chelsea and Manchester United shirt.
Yeah, I can't really speak much, but I was not checking, hey?
Okay.
I was just... Right.
No, but like I know we are guilty of that as gents.
Yeah.
We are guilty of that, of underdressing sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Most of the times, actually, I'm calling out my own gents. Most of the times, we bro, even a date, like, you know, sometimes, you know, when I go out with my Fruna, we out and we check and we people watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see the girl made an effort, bro.
Yes.
Those and time it's a shotigi, Manchester United t-shirt.
Blackies.
Any pluggies?
Oh, just walking around in the restaurant, just cup.
We need to do.
You should hear them go up the stairs.
No, you know what? No, they. I'll call my gents out.
Yeah, but for the most part, it was they were clean.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it.
7:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Last week we spoke about the cost of groceries, a grocery item that you're just unable to afford.
Mm.
We'll revisit some of those comments in about 5 minutes or so. But there's one that I want to leave you with, and it's a product. Now I'm a slave to this product. Actually, I can't even substitute it. I can't do like I can't get a lesser product or a cheaper product when it comes to this thing.
Okay,
Sensodyne, but our Sensodyne is expensive, guy.
Yeah,
and the thing is, I buy the double pack one. You know, not the single one. It's a
for
double.
How much?
It's a double. It's like 60 something. Yesterday I was at Metro. Oh snap! You see, I even need to tell you about my experience with Metro.
Yeah.
But I will tell you about it in a bit. It's like 60 or 70 something.
Yeah.
But it's expensive, guy.
But it's double. It's not that bad, partner.
There's a yellow 100 rand clog.
No, but like, listen. The thing is, it's better for you to get two items for that price as opposed to just one, because some supermarkets only sell the one for that price.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, fine. Maybe I'm just a cheap skate.
That uses Sensodyne. Okay.
Come on, I can't get it.
I know, right?
Products. 7:44, stick around, don't go anywhere. House and Home's big green sale is on.